listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining us today for An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Amanda here with my friend Tim, and he is going to share with you an awesome conversation he had this week. Tim, tell us who you spoke with.
Absolutely. To introduce this gentleman, I need only say a few numbers. Over 300 site selection projects representing over $3 billion in corporate investment and providing over 30,000 jobs across these United States.
Wow, that's incredible.
James Beattie is a hero in site selection. Not only has he been doing this work for the past 25 years, but he's helped companies and communities literally change their conditions by his work. He's been featured in the Wall Street Journal. He's written several books on economic development. He's a regular presenter at different conferences and seminars, doing workshops to economic developers. And he works very closely with the American Economic Developers Council as well. He's not just a industry leader. He also gives back in the Greater Omaha area. He served with the YMCA of Greater Omaha. He's been on the executive boards of the Chamber of Commerce there. He's even served on the national board of the YMCA. I mean, this gentleman is a superstar in the industry, and I was so blessed and excited to get to sit down and talk with him. So I hope you sit back and get as much out of the conversation as I did speaking with James Beattie. Jim, welcome to the call. So glad to have you today. Of course, begin by congratulating you on being named one of North America's top 50 site consultants. I want to start right at the beginning with you. Our listening audience wants to know more about you before we jump in too far. What are three things everyone should know about Jim?
Well, I'm a native of Chicago, born and raised on the west side of Chicago, and came out to Nebraska on a scholarship where I ran track and was a major in mathematics. My degree is in mathematics. I don't think a lot of people know that. Married for almost 48 years now with five children.
Congratulations.
thank you very much. I appreciate that. And still reside in Omaha. But due to this great profession of economic development, certainly get to move around quite a bit. And I guess lastly is that I'm an avid golfer, really enjoy it.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this great profession that we know you love. If anybody meets you, they know you're passionate about what you do. How did you get involved with site selection? Did you find site selection or did site selection find you?
That's a great question. I would have to say it found me. I, for many years after I graduated from college, I worked for, at that time, what was known as the AT&T Bell System. I was a marketing manager in the Northwestern Bell Company, which was one of the operating companies of AT&T. This was in 1970 when I graduated college and had a job offer with AT&T. And their accelerated management program. As fate would have it, I was recruited into Omaha, and this converged at the same time as when AT&T introduced 800 service, toll-free service to the world. And Omaha, for many reasons, became the hub for many companies that were major and intensive 800 toll-free users. Hotels, motels, companies like Hyatt, Marriott, Roadway Inns, all were major 800 users. And I got to head the group that was responsible for recruiting those companies into Omaha and also overseeing their day-to-day service operations. I did not necessarily view that with an economic development hat on. I viewed it more that, you know, that was my role in heading the group to bring in major telecommunication users However, once you start visiting these, I think it was about 25 companies in total that were specially handled by my group, you couldn't help but see the number of people that were employed in this industry. And that was my entrance into economic development. I simply saw it as my job to do that in my profession, but obviously it had a significant economic impact on Omaha and Nebraska. And after I left the telephone company, I continued to do that kind of work for communities throughout North America.
Wow. Amazing story. So as we fast forward to today and the clients and companies that you work with in that space and in others, what do you think are the major or key issues for those clients today? And what should economic developers be doing to meet some of those challenges that your companies are facing?
I've had the privilege of working on almost 300 projects, a little over 300 projects in my tenure as a site consultant and economic development consultant. And quite a bit of that has been in the customer service, back office, business process, outsourcing, arena, regional office, and what have you. And I would say this, Tim, to all economic developers, I don't think it's changed a heck of a lot in that the companies still that I represent still want to find the best deal in terms of location. And the best deal is not to be confused with the cheapest deal. The economic developers and the companies really have a lot in common. The economic developers want to see the best deal happen for their community. They want jobs with good competitive wages. Conversely, the companies want to hire people and attract people that can help impact their bottom line. And I have seen the companies step up to the challenge that you have to pay competitively in order for that to happen. So it's always the constant quest for labor, available labor, skilled labor, qualified labor, and dependable labor. And I think it's the economic developer's job to constantly promote the labor availability within their area, and to do that with current studies, research that makes it easy for a company, whether they use a site consultant like me or not, but should be available and usable for companies to be able to review. So I guess in a nutshell, the economic developer, they are the voice of their community, and that community means labor from the skill standpoint, especially in the areas that I represent.
Sure. So to that point, for communities, regardless of budget, if you have a limited budget or a budget of abundance, how do you market that labor availability? What type of marketing strategies work for that? What have you seen that have been good strategies?
I've seen a number of strategies, and you bring up a point. I recognize that many economic development organizations are working with limited budgets. You know, in a nutshell, everybody's budget is limited to some extent. And so you have to be creative with it and adaptable and adoptable with it as well, too. Years ago, obviously, the Internet was not a resource. Well, it is now. And I think that in order for economic developers to really improve their reach, they have to make their web presence known. They're using not only Internet, but other social media. But I'd say, you know, money that is spent wisely is spent in research, that having a good researcher on staff or having access to research to present constantly your labor availability and labor profile is important. But use of the Internet, for me, is tantamount to success because I'm reviewing communities long before I even talk to the economic developer. So
right.
I'm reaching out to the community, generally looking at information on the Internet about the community, and certainly I'd be going to that community's website. So
Sure. Having
a robust, vibrant website is very, very important. Other than that, certainly I like the one-on-one contact when I'm able to, if I'm invited to come to a community, if time permits, to be able to come to the community, meet the economic developers, see the community, because folks have to remember that I don't have the economic developer with me when I'm in the boardroom with the client. And I have to be able to present and defend that community, which, again, it's up against several other communities. I need to be very conversant with what's going on and what's happening in that community and be able to talk intelligently to the clients. And really, I'm somewhat of a salesperson for that community in a sense that the data that the economic developer has provided me along with other economic developers, and I need to be able to present that in a way that is convincing to the client.
No question about it. Jim, I'm going to get you out of here on this question. And we've heard so much great wisdom in such a short period of time. I want to stay here with you all afternoon and hear you talk about the strategy. But if you could tell a room full of economic developers one thing, what would that one message be?
The economic developers need to understand, embrace that they are the primary voice and champion for their community. And that they need to understand that what they're doing is, I believe what I'm doing, it is a privilege and an honor to represent your community from an economic development standpoint. You are the face of the community. You are certainly the arms and legs of the community when it comes to marketing. And in many ways, the community's health from an economic standpoint is dependent upon your success. So I say treating it as the privilege and honor that I really think it is extremely important. I can tell you that I feel that what I do as a site consultant is a privilege and an honor. And I really feel that I'm doing the work that the Lord placed me on this planet to do. And I hope economic developers view their role the same way.
Absolutely. Jim, it has been, speaking of a pleasure and honor, an honor for me to have met you over the years, to watch your work, to have you as a mentor to look up to as a giant in this industry. Thank you so much for your time today. And of course, congratulations again for being named one of North America's top 50 site consultants.
Tim, thank you very much. I'd ask the audience to take a look at my website, ncsinternational.net, and get a hold of me. I'd love to talk to them at any time about how I can help.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.